Rough Rider Radio is paid for by Yavapai College and is solely responsible for its content.
From the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's time for Rough Rider Radio, a focus on Yavapai College. And now, here's your host for Rough Rider Radio, Kim Capen.
Welcome to Rough Rider Radio, the show about all things Yavapai College, your community college. We have two terrific guests with us today. First up is Mary Brown, Yavapai College Nursing Program Director. She'll talk about her experience as a hospital nurse, long-term care administrator, and educator. And she'll tell us how the YC nursing program has become one of the best in the country. Later in the show, we'll chat it up with Scott Farnsworth, Associate Vice President for Student Success. Scott has been at Yavapai for over 30 years, and he's had a fascinating career, including participating in the Olympic Games. More about that coming up. We're going to take a short break and return with Mary Brown.
Follow your passion at Yavapai College. Are you excited to work with tools and machinery and craft things? Then the School of Career and Technical Education is your new friend. Yavapai College's highly trained instructors will guide you in the areas of machining, welding, pre-engineering, gunsmithing, automotive, and more. Combine your creative abilities with the technical know-how at Yavapai College and lay the groundwork for a new career. Visit their website today at yc.edu and learn to do what you love. You're listening to Rough Rider Radio on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Kim Capen.
And we are back with Mary Brown, Director of YC's Nursing Program. Mary, where are you from and what brought you to Prescott and Yavapai College?
Well, I have a kind of a varied background. I was born and raised in Nebraska, later moved to Indiana, where I lived for several years. And that's where I actually began my nursing education career after being a floor nurse for quite a while. What brought me to Yavapai College was my husband secured a job in Prescott, and he wanted me to follow along, so I did. And I was fortunate enough to land this wonderful position that I have here at the college.
What was your impression when you came to Prescott? You know, I'm always interested to hear what people from other areas of the country think when they come to Prescott. Myself, I came from Southern California and came here, and of course, I loved it. I mean, what could be bad? You're in the mountains, you've got clean air, there's no traffic, or did you have some of the same experience?
I did. I came from the Indianapolis area, where we did have a lot of traffic, but not only traffic, we had a lot of snow and a lot of rain. And so when I came to Prescott, I was impressed by the weather and the consistency of the weather and the lack of snow, which I truly still enjoy.
Mm. And what is your favorite thing about living in Prescott before we move on? What do you like to do?
My favorite thing is all the activities that are available to all the residents. There's walking, there's some cultural events, there's the parks, there's everything that goes on in the square. As just, we've never lacked for something to do on the weekends in our off time.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic place to live, and I'm sure Yavapai College is happy to have you on board. Tell us a little bit about your professional background. I know you've worked as an educator, you've worked as a floor nurse in a hospital, and you've also worked in long-term care. Is that correct?
That is correct. I've done all of those things. I've done a little bit of intensive care unit. I worked in a bariatric hospital. I worked on the surgical medical floor. I worked on a maximum surgical care unit. So I've just kind of done a little bit of everything in, as far as nursing goes.
Now, locally, we have a demographic that skews older. So that means there's going to be more elder care, not only in Prescott, but in all of Arizona, by the way, moving forward. Has that become part of the curriculum, or has that affected the curriculum that you teach here?
Geriatrics has always been part of the nursing curriculum. It's not any more so here in the curriculum than it was where I came from. But yes, we do focus on the geriatric population. All of our long-term care, obviously, and most of our hospitalized patients do fall into that geriatric population. So we do focus on that.
Talk a little bit about the recruiting process. You know, you're lucky enough to have a national reputation. I talked a little bit about that in the open. But how do you still recruit, and what are some of the prerequisites?
We do recruit. We have a nursing workshop on both our Verde Valley and our Prescott campus every month to recruit nursing students. Our advisors are very helpful in recruiting. Some of the prereqs to get into the program are the basic English composition, English 101, anatomy and physiology. There's a psychology course that's required, a nutrition course, and a math course. And those are the prereqs. And then as far as the co-recs, once the student's into the program, and they can take these along with their nursing curriculum, there's another anatomy class, another English class, and a microbiology class. Mm.
Tell me a little bit about the screening process. You know, you must get a lot of good applicants, and is there an ideal candidate that you see, and do you really have to sort of focus on personality traits and fitness and personality matches with the nursing profession?
We try and be very objective in our selection, so we look at none of the above. We look at their scores from their prereq classes. We look at their residency. That's very important because we are supported by Yavapai County tax dollars. Mm-hmm. We look at a pre-entrance exam test score that they take, because that's a predictor of how well they'll do in the program. So we try and look at numbers and not personalities or fitness or anything of that nature.
Interesting. Now, are you getting a lot of candidates that you feel are very well prepared by the high school system? And are on the flip side, are you getting candidates that have been in other industries and businesses and are making a move?
We probably see more of a second career person than we do of a high school graduate. However, I can see a trend where that is beginning to change. But most of our students do have some life experience. They're not straight out of high school.
Very good. And how many students can you take per year?
We can take 96 students per year. We take 48 per semester, 32 on our Prescott campus, and 16 on our Verde Valley campus.
Okay. And I understand the program is very rigorous. I've talked to some of the graduates over the years, and I've seen high school kids that I've known through a youth leadership training program come to Yavapai, become nurses, and then get their nurse training and come back to the community as a working nurse. And they always say that it was very, very rigorous.
We do have a rigorous program, and we are very proud of that because we want our nurses that we turn out there to care for the community to be the best nurses that they can be. We would not be fulfilling our duty if we sent nurses out that weren't prepared to take care of our population.
Now, they can earn an associate's degree, is that correct, and prepare for the national board exam. Talk about that. That, from what I understand, is a very critical component of your program.
It is. Our students go through our two-year associate degree program, and then once they pass all of our courses, they're eligible to set for what's called the NCLEX, the National Council State Board of Nursing exam. And this is a national exam. All nurses across the country take the same exam, whether or not they graduate with an associate degree or a bachelor's degree. So that's interesting. And we have a very, very high success rate on our NCLEX scores. We usually run about a 95% pass rate. And this is critical in keeping our accreditation and keeping our reputation. Our pass rate is higher than both the Arizona average and the national average by several points.
Now, what do you attribute that to? More than likely, it's good training and good selection of prospects, but tell me what you're seeing from the inside.
I attribute that to our fabulous faculty that we have. All of our faculty have at least a master's in nursing, if not a doctorate. And our clinical faculty have to have at least a bachelor's in nursing. We only have 3 of our 20 people who do not have at least a master's. So we have very educated instructors, very dedicated instructors. Many of them have been with us for several years. Others have come to us from other institutions from around the country. And so we really vet our instructors before we hire them, make them do teaching presentations, check references very closely to make sure that we are getting a good quality faculty member before we make a hire. And I attribute our student success to our faculty success.
Talk about the connection between the nursing program and our medical establishments in town, such as YRMC and some of the imaging facilities, et cetera.
Our students do their clinicals at these facilities around Yavapai County, and in turn, these facilities hire a lot of our graduates. And I get very, very good feedback from Yavapai Regional Medical Center and Verde Valley Medical Center and Flagstaff Medical Center on the quality of our nurses that they hire.
Do you see a growth in the prospects for the graduates in landing a job in Yavapai County and the local Prescott area?
Yes, I do, because we have, as you mentioned, an aging population in Yavapai County. And with that, we have more home health. We have more long-term care. Our hospitals are busier and busier. So, and some of the older, more seasoned nurses are now getting ready to retire. So we need someone to fill their space in the hospital in the workforce.
And I understand that many associate's degree candidates, successful candidates, are moving on to a bachelor's in nursing, and others are considering stepping up to, say, a nurse practitioner role. What are you seeing as a trend currently?
Well, the Institute of Medicine made a statement a few years ago that by 2020, all practicing nurses should have at least a BSN, a bachelor's in nursing. And so we have been pushing that movement forward along with the rest of the educational institutions across the country. And so we are seeing most of our nursing students earning their associate degree and then going on for a bachelor's. And we tell them up front, this is going to be the standard in just a few years, so just plan on it when you're planning your career path.
Now, are you looking at fast-track sort of relationships with some of the Arizona universities?
We do have what we call concurrent enrollment programs with three of our universities, Northern Arizona University, University of Phoenix, and Arizona State University. And what these programs allow the students to do is begin on their bachelor's level courses while they're taking their associate degree level courses. And they'll finish either degrees at the same time, as is the case with NAU, or just a few months after, as is the case with University of Phoenix and ASU.
In which campus locations are you teaching both your academic and clinical classes?
We teach all of our classes on both campuses. So a student can take all their prereqs and all their course classes and all their clinical just from one campus, either the Prescott or the Verde Valley
campus. And do you see the PV campus playing a role? Now, I know they've just expanded. Do you see nursing moving out there as well as that population starts to grow?
That's something that we'll have to see in the future. Right now, the Prescott Valley campus does house the CNA program, and all of our candidates for the nursing program need to go through the CNA program or be a certified nursing assistant through some means prior to entering our program.
Can you talk about the CNA program a little bit? Not everybody knows what that means.
It's a certified nursing associate program. It's one semester in length. It's a classroom plus 40 hours of clinical, and once the student has completed that, they have the option of sitting for a state exam and becoming certified or just using that education to further step into nursing. Once they have that, they can work in long-term care. They can work in the hospital as a tech or a patient care advocate, but primarily, most of them work in long-term care, and they're a valuable entry-level position in our healthcare system.
Very good. And we just have a short time left. How can students apply to your program?
They can go onto the internet, www.yc.edu/nursing. You'll find all the information you need there. Or you can call the Yavapai Help Desk, and they can set you up with an academic advisor.
Very good. Mary, thank you for being with us today. We're going to take a short break and come back with Mr. Scott Farnsworth.
A college education can get really expensive. That's why people choose Yavapai College. They've done the math. Yavapai's tuition is thousands less than a state or private university. Definitely the best choice for a low-cost, high-quality education with super supportive instructors. You can take credit classes to earn a degree or certificate, to transfer over to another institution, or simply for personal enjoyment. Register today at yc.edu. Yavapai College. Life explored.
You're listening to Rough Rider Radio on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Kim Capen.
And we are back with Scott Farnsworth, Associate Vice President for Student Success. You know, Scott, student success is clearly at the forefront of the mission of the academic side of this college. What's your role in that these days?
My role as Associate Vice President is to manage a couple of different projects on behalf of the college, the whole college, in an effort to help our students be more successful in their academic pursuits.
Well, you know, sort of interesting. You come from sort of the athletic side. I mean, you do have an academic background, but athletics was more of your focus. Tell us about that evolution over the 30 years that you have been at this institution, moving from athletic trainer all the way through the ranks. It's really quite a remarkable story.
I guess so. It's my story. I was able to, for 19 years, work in the athletic department. And then when there was an opportunity for me to move from adjunct faculty over to full-time faculty, I jumped at that opportunity within the physical education and recreation department and did that for a number of years. And then we had a resignation of our or retirement of our athletic director and PE chair. And so I applied for that position and was successful in that. And then the good old state of Arizona came along and cut the college's funding mid-year. And so the college administration was faced with reorganization as a way to find some efficiencies in the budget. And so at that time, I became dean. And from there, I'm still dean and have this other responsibility to deal with.
Yeah, I'd like to back up a little bit. You know, you served as an athletic director, and as modest as you are, you probably won't cop to it, but you are credited with really helping advance our athletic programs here. What experience did you bring? And I'm guessing you may have picked up some nice training when you participated in the Summer and Winter Olympics 2000-2001.
Yes, that was a tremendous opportunity for myself, and so I had the opportunity to really rub shoulders with some great professionals on the support side of things, as well as some terrific Olympic athletes, and be able to bring that perspective back to our student athletes here at Yavapai College. And then, as you mentioned, being athletic director, really kind of sharing some of those perspectives and stories with our coaches and our staff. You know, but even before I got to participate in the Olympics, you know, we had tremendous coaches and tremendous staff, and I got to see success early on by way of, you know, conference and national championships. And so it really is a feather in the college's cap of the tremendous individuals that we're able to attract, not only from an employee's side of things, but also by way of students as well.
Now, I didn't get an opportunity to ask you ahead of time, who was the athlete that stuck out most in your mind during your days as an athletic director and maybe before?
Wow. I don't know that I can select one. There's just a number of them. You know, both female and male athletes, just tremendously talented. We had some that have participated two and three different sports while they were here at Yavapai, and just again, different teams had different memorable athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I was because we are in our 50th anniversary year, I started looking back at our past, and I saw names like Curt Schilling, you know, very controversial ESPN commentator, a former ESPN commentator, and he also does his own talk show on Breitbart, etc. And he's got some very interesting views. Billy Hatcher, who had a great professional career as a baseball player, obviously, and recently Willie Calhoun, drafted by the Dodgers, now with the Texas Rangers. So, dozens and dozens of soccer players that have gone on, you know, to play professional soccer. So we have quite a legacy.
We do. And that's really remarkable for a rural community college like ourselves, with a student population of a couple thousand to be able to have those kinds of individuals grace our hallways. And so again, I feel very fortunate to have been in this situation for the last 30 years.
It's an incredible story. You know, the fact that, as you were just alluding to, that this small regional town has attracted such great athletes. And again, it is due to the quality of the program. So now I'm going to get you back into academics. You know, there's been a nationwide movement. I believe it was started by the Gates Foundation, and it's called the Pathways Initiative. Talk about that and talk about how it's being integrated into Yavapai College and student success.
Sure. You know, for us that have been in higher education for a while, we just kind of assume that other people outside of higher ed kind of understand the structure and the process, and that really isn't the case. And so we have a number of students that could use more guidance and a little bit more prescription into what would be to their benefit. One of the dings that community colleges receive over the years across the country is our low graduation rates. And one of the philosophies for community college is open access. You know, we don't screen students. We don't, have a certain GPA that students have to have in order to be admitted to take our courses. And so that lends itself to some students maybe not getting the appropriate advising and instruction on what they really should be pursuing as far as an academic path. And so Guided Pathways, as you've mentioned, is an initiative that's been underway for the last 3, 4, 5 years, where we take a more deliberate approach, where a student would come in and hopefully see an advisor and really analyze what their career interests are and what is available at the college that would, help them be successful in a career.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be whether it's job training or receive a certificate, or it could be an academic degree where we start them on their academic path and then they transfer onto a university.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I've seen a number of students that have taken a number of classes, kind of a buffet smorgasbord type of a la carte approach, and yet when they get to the university, a number of those courses don't apply to their particular major or their interest, and so they've ended up wasting valuable time and valuable resources, financial, in paying tuition and books and those kinds of things, and additional time to really pursue an academic path for themselves.
Right. So in short, it really is meeting with an advisor to figure out where your starting point is, what's your goal, and the quickest way to get to your goal without wasting time and wasting money and wasting college resources. So it makes a lot of sense.
Correct.
It's sort of like the yellow brick road. Okay, here you go. Year one, beep, beep, beep. Here you go, year two, and then you're out and you move
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
So that makes a lot of sense. You know, online is growing. We hear a lot of chatter about that. But still, there is a value in face-to-face education. And what do you see when you compare the two in terms of effectiveness?
Yeah, we find that more students are challenged by taking online classes than a face-to-face classes. And that doesn't apply to all students. But if I were to make a generalization, particularly in our area, because we have a number of communities that are spread out throughout the region, a student thinks, oh, it'll be easier. I don't have to come into the college. I can just, stay in my house or go to the coffee shop and be able to take an online course.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Well, on the surface, it does. However, people are challenged in that instead of being involved with other students, they're essentially doing everything by themselves.
Mm.
And it depends on how comfortable they are with the technology. Do they own a computer? We've even had some students that have tried to sign up for an online class just using their smartphone. And that is really, really a disadvantage for themselves because they're just not going to be able to navigate the internet, to navigate the course successfully enough on a phone as compared to a home PC.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like also it would be very valuable to come in and at least speak to the answer center to begin with. We have people who are trained to listen to what your goals are and point a student in the right direction. In other words, there might be a recruiter that can help give them information on how to proceed for their chosen pathway, that sort of thing. So they're really doing some planning up front.
That's absolutely true. We have a number of student services that are available for students on a walk-in basis or by appointment that can really help guide and shape a student in their choices. One of the things that, again, it's really daunting for a brand new student is to look at all the different courses that they can take and to be able to discern which ones would be the best fit for them. You know, obviously it'll come down to their schedule. Would they want to come to class on Mondays and Wednesdays or just one day a week?
Bless you. Yeah, there's something going around.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
So being able to sit down with an advisor, being able to sit down with a faculty member in that department would really help them out.
Terrific. One of the areas that you've been working on is expanding and developing the PV Center, the PV Campus. And tell us a little bit about the recent renovation and Allied Health moving in there and what that means for not only for the college, but for the PV community.
Yeah, we're really excited about the new renovations and some brand new construction that have occurred at our Prescott Valley Center. We've moved our Allied Health programs. Allied Health includes a certified nursing assistant.
We could use a nurse in here right about now with a little cough syrup for you.
Yeah, sorry.
It's quite all right.
Caregiver, assisted living manager, a phlebotomy. A phlebotomist is someone that draws blood, and a medical assistant. And so we have a number of those programs that are now housed in a facility designed for teaching those kinds of skills. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about that.
And moving over to the Prescott campus primarily, we have some great PE facilities, physical education, fitness, lifetime recreation type facilities. Tell us what's available to the community in that regard.
We really do. We have one of the only two indoor pools, I think, in the county. And so we're able to, we have public members that are able to come in and use that facility. We offer a variety of aqua classes or water classes, in addition to people just dropping in during free swim and being able to use that facility.
Very good.
And then we have our fitness center that has a variety of weight machines and free weights, aerobic equipment like stair climbers and treadmills, bicycles, those kinds of things. And again, they can either sign up for a class or use it during free time.
Well, it's a terrific facility, and it is, again, for our public. It is open to the public. You can sign up for classes and take advantage of the everything from aqua fitness to lifting, whatever you want to do. There's even personal trainers here, so take advantage of that. Scott Farnsworth, I am sorry you got a cough today. Hang in there. Thanks for being with us. Time for another break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with some parting words.
Thank you.
Yavapai College is your community college with 6 campus locations throughout Yavapai County, offering a wide variety of quality, affordable academic programs and job training that's designed to get you working quickly. Stay connected with Yavapai College through social media and receive the latest news about Performing Arts Center shows, art exhibitions, upcoming enrollment dates, course schedules, and more. It's all available by just visiting the college website at yc.edu. Now, let's return to Rough Rider Radio with your host, Kim Capen.
Special thanks to Mary Brown and Scott Farnsworth for appearing on today's show, and thank you, listeners, for supporting Yavapai College. Remember, you can find information on all YC classes, news, sporting events, concert, and more by visiting yc.edu and following Yavapai College on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is Kim Capen, back with you on Rough Rider Radio next week.
You've been listening to Rough Rider Radio with your host, Kim Capen. The views expressed on today's show are solely those of Yavapai College and do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our sponsors. Join us next Saturday at 12:30 for Rough Rider Radio on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Rough Rider Radio was paid for by Yavapai College and were solely responsible for its content.